very much.
Thank you.
Next amendment is 1A017 by Supervisor Lipscomb.
1A017. Okay. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move approval of 1A017. Just, I think we can make this pretty succinct. Nothing is struck in terms of these contracts. Nothing is struck in terms of these allocations. What is struck is the automatic approval, the way that they've been inserted into the budget, and the language says that they wouldn't come before you. So the question is, do you want a contract for $9 million to come before you? Do you want to be able to look at its DBE utilization, any other aspects of the contract? I would hope we would. So I would hope we would approve that.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any comments, questions, concerns, issues? Yeah. I have two cards for Amendment 1A017. Jeff Weber and Patricia Rogers, if you would come forward, please. Mr. Weber, please identify yourself.
Hi, I'm Jeff Weber. I'm with the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. And go ahead.
Patricia Rogers, president of Local 645.
Mr. Weber.
I speak before you to ask you to support Supervisor Lipscomb's amendment. The contract for Armor is far too large for the county executive to expect that this board give it a pass. They've only been in place in the corrections since May. We are still trying to work with them to get things done, and it's a slow process, some growing pains. I don't think now is the time to give them a pass on this three-year, $9 million contract. I think Supervisor Lipscomb has it right. You do not abdicate the power to the county executive on this.
And I am in agreement with that, Chairman Johnson and Cullen and Supervisors. I ask that you approve this amendment for continuity of services and overall safety issues that our county employees provide. And I have a question for Supervisor Lipscomb. I'm trying to get something on my texting, but I haven't. Even though I worked at the House of Correction as a correction officer for 7 years, and I do recall them having electronic monitoring back then. I believe that county personnel oversaw that. And that's what I'm asking. This is my question. Who would be responsible for electronic monitoring, or are you proposing eliminating it altogether? I'm not understanding.
Mr. Chairman.
I don't know if you can answer that.
I can answer that. It is contracted now, and it's proposed to be contracted. Nothing about this amendment changes that. It does not preclude them from contracting it. It just requires that it come forward for a review.
Okay. Thank you.
We have heard Corporation Counsel Barger.
Thank you.
And Deputy Corporation Counsel Grady.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor, just on the Armor contract, Mr. Grady will explain some background on that at least.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to make the point, and there's nothing wrong with the amendment. I'm not trying to suggest you can't adopt the amendment, but the Armor contract is in place through a court order. It wasn't the executives, it wasn't the Duke County boards, it was a court-ordered contract. And it's still a court-ordered contract, and it stays a court-ordered contract unless the county board or the county executive or somebody else comes up with a substitute. So there's nothing wrong with the county board looking at the contract, and if it can find a replacement, suggesting to the court you have a replacement. But it is a court-ordered contract, which, by the way, includes electronic medical records mm-hmm. as part of the contract.
Thank you. Anything else? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Amendment 1A017.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1A017 is approved.